My lord, I'll tell you. That same bill is urged, which in the 11th year of the last king's reign was likely to have been against us passed, but that the scambling and unquiet times did push it out of further question.
But how, my lord, shall we resist it now?
It must be thought on. If it pass against us, we lose the better half of our possession. For all those temporal lands which men devout by testament have given to the church, would they strip from us? Thus runs the bill.
This would drink deep.
It would drink the cup and all.
But what prevention?
The king is full of grace and fair regard.
And a true lover of the holy church.
The causes of his youth promised did not. Since his addiction was to causes vain, his companies unlettered, rude and shallow, his hours filled up with banquets, riots, sports, and never noted in him any study.
And so the prince obscured his contemplations under the veil of wildness, which grew, no doubt, like the summer grass, fastest by night.
The breath no sooner left his father's body, but that the wildness mortified in him seemed to die too. Sir John Falstaff and all his company along with him, he vanished under pain of death, not to come near his person by 10 miles. Yea, at that very moment, consideration like an angel came and whipped the offending Adam out of him. Never was such a sudden scar made. Never came reformation in a flood as in this case.
We are blessed in the change. My good lord, how now for mitigation of this bill urged by the commons? Doth his majesty incline to it or no?
He seems indifferent, or rather swaying more upon our part, for I have made an offer to his majesty as touching France, to give a greater sum than ever at one time the clergy yet did to his predecessor's part withal.
How did this offer seem received, my lord?
Of good acceptance of his majesty, save that there was not time enough to hear, as I perceived his grace would fain have done, of his true title to some certain dukedoms, and generally to the crown and seat of France, derived from Edward, his great-grandfather.
What was the impediment that broke this off?
The French ambassador upon that instant craved audience. And I think the hour is come to give him hearing. Is it 4 o'clock?
It is.
Then go we in to hear his embassy, which I could with a ready guess declare before the Frenchmen speak a word of it.
I'll wait upon you, and I long to hear it.